Do you want the word of tomorrow, Alice? Want the word of tomorrow? I'll give you the word of tomorrow. You're going to the moon!
Have you been following the mission to the moon with the Artemis spacecraft launched the other day? Mission, we total of 25 days, 11 hours, 36 minutes. It's going to travel from start to finish a total of 1.4 million miles. Looking ahead to its day of return, that's December 11th, the reentry speed at its peak is going to be 24,500 miles per hour, otherwise known as Mach 32. Watching the launch the other morning, same camera angles that we probably remember from way back when in the Apollo missions. Made me feel like I was 9 years old again watching an Apollo launch. Interesting stat, too. This Artemis program has been responsible for creating directly now over 400,000 jobs in developing this whole mission, plus all the residual jobs those jobs wind up creating. This is an uncrewed flight test. They're looking for a foundation for human deep space exploration. Also demonstrate a commitment and capacity to have a space program of our own completely and total, not just to go to the moon, but beyond. Artemis is the name for the ship, the spaceship overall. The capsule known as Orion, that is going to stay in space longer than any human spacecraft ever has without docking to a space station. And I mentioned the speed. That is the fastest, and with the outside temperature, the hottest reentry of any spacecraft ever. This is all to set the stage for human exploration into deep space. Astronauts will begin testing the systems near the moon that's needed for lunar surface missions and exploration to Mars and beyond, I guess the hope is. The trip to the moon is going to take several days. Engineers will be keeping an eye on the spacecraft's systems during that part. Now, Orion's going to fly about 60 miles above the surface of the moon at its closest approach. They'll use the moon's gravitational force to propel Orion into a distant, it's called a retrograde orbit, traveling about 40,000 miles past the moon. And that distance, by the way, is 30,000 miles farther than any previous record set during Apollo 13, and the farthest in space any spacecraft built for humans has ever flown. I know, pretty cool, very impressive. Guess that justifies the 400,000 jobs to make something like this happen. Now, why is it called Artemis? Artemis is the Greek goddess of the moon and twin sister of, Apollo. So just a natural link to from the past to the present. What lies ahead? Oh, and by the way, Orion, that's the actual space capsule itself. Orion is one of the most recognizable constellations in the sky. And while in classical mythology, Orion is the hunting companion of, Artemis. Looking forward, after we have Artemis 1 come back to Earth on December 11th, Artemis 2 will be the pioneering crewed spacecraft for the Artemis program. This will be one with people on board, taking them further than they've ever been in space. 4-person crew will fly the Orion module just about 4,600 miles above the far side of the moon, complete a lunar flyby, and then come back to Earth. That should take about 8 to 10 days. And certainly, the result of that will be a lot of valuable flight test data. And in 2025 will be Artemis 3. That will be the mission to the moon. It'll be the first one since Apollo 17 back in 1972. Again, it'll be 4 astronauts on the Orion module. They'll dock with the Lunar Gateway and remain in space for 30 days. Human landing system will then take 2 of the 4 to the moon's south pole, which is previously unvisited by any humans. They'll spend about a week exploring the surface, perform a variety of scientific studies, sampling water ice, which was first detected on the moon back in 1971. And that's just really the beginning. Artemis 4, 5, 6. Now, if you want to track this, we have the link on our homepage. It's the Artemis Real-Time Orbit website. AROW, I guess you pronounce it, AROW for short. You can track the spacecraft's flight as it happens using data from sensors on Orion. That's sent to NASA's Mission Control Center in Houston. I'll give you the URL, but like I said, we have the link at our homepage, nasa.gov/specials/track Artemis. I mentioned, too, that this is, well, technically an unmanned flight. They do have a couple of mannequins on there just to test out suits and get other dynamics. They're calling them moonikins instead of mannequins. Alexa is on there, too. Right, yep, that Alexa, Amazon's Alexa. Looking ahead, Alexa will help test Callisto. That's a program developed to help astronauts with artificial intelligence while they're in space. Utilizes video conference technology that astronauts have really never had access to before. And the Moonikins and Alexa, they're not alone, by the way. Maybe the more surprising fact about this whole mission involves Snoopy from the Peanuts cartoon. Well, this is a kind of a unique NASA tradition. Several NASA missions have included some object related to Charles Schulz's Peanuts comic strip, and this time a plush Snoopy doll fit the bill.